Hello, may I help you?
Hi there, this is Roy from True Green. Is this Susie?
It is.
Oh, hey, Susie. I needed to let you know we made a mistake recently and we accidentally sprayed your lawn.
Uh-huh.
And just wanted to say sorry about that.
What did you do to our lawn?
Oh, we sprayed it with industrial strength grass and tree killer.
Is this a joke?
No, not at all, ma'am. We were supposed to do down the street, and I think maybe the customer wrote down the wrong address.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we did yours
so
by...
So are you telling me my grass is going to die and my tree's going to die?
Yes, but it's okay because I know most of your yard is just driveway.
No, it's not okay.
Well, it would be worse if you had, like, a real lawn, but your lawn's not even real.
I do have a real lawn.
But you have, like,
maybe
a...
But
you have a driveway going through the entire lawn. It's not like it's not like a lot of lawn or anything.
It is a lot of lawn. I don't want my lawn dying. I don't want my plants dying.
Yeah, but at least the driveway is not going to drive. I mean, 75% of your lawn is driveway.
No, 75% of my lawn is not driveway. I have lawn. I have trees. I have shrubs.
Yeah, but then you have those rocks around the trees. So it's like...
No, I don't have rocks around the trees.
Oh,
I have cuttings.
Oh, same thing. I mean, it's not the grass killer is not going to affect those dumb cutting things. It's just going to be those patches of...
Who are you? Who are you?
My name is Roy. I already told her this. I'm with True Green.
Well, my husband didn't hear it, and he asked me to put it on speaker. He's with True Green, and they sprayed industrial strength tree and lawn poisoning on our grass.
When did you do that?
A few days ago. They were supposed to do down the street, and they accidentally got your house instead.
Well, I accidentally got our house. Then, you know, if my lawn dies, then I would say you're responsible for putting new lawn in.
Well, not really, because the house number on your house isn't very clear. It's
the house number is very clear on my house. It says 145, and it says 145 on the concrete in front of the house.
But it's
so it's very clear.
It's really small numbers, and it's a weird font.
It's not a weird font. It's very clear. If you look at my house, and it is painted on the street.
Yeah, but that's a weird font too. That's like a weird stencil font.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you all made a mistake. That's just not going to cut it with me that you're telling me that it's, you know, that my driveway, I have a grass out at the top of my lawn. I have grass over. So did this get on my plants?
Yeah, you just
also
have,
by the grass?
You just have little patches of grass around in between all of the driveway and the rocks.
I don't have little patches. I have grass.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm asking you, is it going to kill my plants as well?
Yeah, we sprayed your plants, too.
Oh, you sprayed my plants. Well, then you've got some landscaping to do at my home.
And the trees.
Do you think that my plants didn't cost me money and it's taken me a long time to grow those plants?
Maybe you should have put some of that money into a better house number that has a normal font.
I'm telling you, if you're with True Green, and I will call True Green, believe me, if this is a joke, it's a joke.
That makes sense. If it's a joke, it would be a joke.
Okay, well, if this is not a joke, then True Green's going to be out some money on my landscaping.
Oh, no, we don't do free work.
I'm sorry, this is not free work. If you sprayed industrial strength, you know what? I'm not going to continue this conversation. I'll call True Green.
Well, maybe it's kind of your fault because of the house number thing.
He says his name is Roy with True Green. And I'm going to call them, and I'll call them back, and I'll take care of it. Thank you.
But, no, ma'am, wait. Oh, I didn't get to tell her it was a joke. I didn't get to tell her she's been butt-slammed.
Hello, can I help you?
Hey, Robert, it's Roy again.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm not really with True Green. I was just kidding around with her. I'm one of your neighbors.
Who is this?
It's Roy from up the street. I don't work for True Green. I used to. And I did do that to someone else's lawn a long time ago. But no, I didn't do that. I don't work for True Green anymore.
But where do you live? You live up the street from us?
Yeah. Well, I'm on Alpine Falls Drive.
Yeah?
Yep. I was just, I don't know. It seemed funny at the time.
Okay.
But I didn't think she'd take it seriously.
Oh, she did take it seriously.
Oh, I hope she...
So you live on Alpine Falls?
Yeah.
Where on Alpine Falls?
Oh, you know, just around the corner, kind of, just up the street a bit, around the bend.
So I'm a little confused with the call.
Well, I mean, I don't know why she's disagreeing with me about the driveway, because it really is. The driveway takes up the whole front lawn.
I guess my question is, what did you call for, just for a joke, or what?
Well, I was just thinking the driveway looks kind of hobo-ish. Like, couldn't you just cut those trees down in front and just have the driveway go straight out the front instead of covering up the entire lawn?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It makes the neighborhood look really low rent because you have your lawn.
It makes the neighborhood look low rent? What does?
The driveway that covers the entire front lawn. It looks kind of dumb. I was jogging by, and I just noticed
I don't know what driveway you're talking about.
Well, you know, you've
our
got...
Our driveway?
Yeah, your driveway. It covers up a lot of the lawn.
Doesn't cover up any lawn.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Doesn't cover up any lawn. What do you need? What do you want from me?
Oh, nothing. I just was thinking. I don't know. Why don't you just fix your driveway?
Why don't you
go pound salt?
How'd you get our phone number?
Just go pound salt, dude.
What does that mean? Pound salt.